Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 28th of April. Starting off with ARC Minerals, getting away a little bit from the pharma explosion that we're seeing at the moment. We're breaking these the neckline here, neckline resistance around 1.6 pence, and just breaking the 50-day moving average at current levels near 1.8 pence. The view at this stage is that while we're above that neckline, looking for a target towards the 200-day moving average at 2.8 pence and also former end of February resistance around that level as well. And that could be hit over the next month or so. On to Burford is a bit of a change from the recent type of stocks we're looking at. Obviously, it's had a bit of a bear issue over the recent past. Interesting that we've got a gap through the 50-day moving average, which is one of the better signals on the buy side as far as the Bulletin Board Heroes are concerned. The view at this stage is that at least while we're above the 50-day line, looking for a return towards the 200-day moving average level at £7, obviously, depending on whether the bear attacks continue or not. But at least on a technical basis, above the 50-day line, looking strong. There's also a tighter stop there around mid-April resistance in the 460 pence area, which could be used as a tighter stop loss for cautious bulls. Getting on to one of the pharma areas today, we've got 4D Pharma, which has just been hanging around that neckline resistance that it's had around the 50 pence level. Obviously, the shares gapped up through the 50-day moving average, as I said, one of the favoured signals. And above that at 44 pence, we're looking for further gains, possibly up towards February resistance at a pound over the next 4 to 6 weeks. If you're cautious on the stocks, maybe a stock, maybe wait for a break of that 70 pence intraday April resistance before pressing the buy button. A bit of chit-chat on Twitter regarding Aeris today and yesterday, in fact, as well. Here you can see, obviously, the chit-chat bore fruit with a gap through the 50-day line, 3.62 pence. Looking around to see where the resistance is on the stock, obviously 10 pence is the main area of resistance. Best-case scenario probably at this stage is a meeting with the line of resistance that I'm trying to draw at the moment towards 15 pence. And that could be seen over the next few weeks. Ideally, there's no break back below the old September resistance at 6.5 pence on an end-of-day close in the meantime. On to French Connection, which makes for a very unlikely contender here in the Bulletin Board Heroes, especially as one always has the fear that any day now a company like this will just say it's all over. But at least from a technical perspective, we've broken neckline resistance. That was there around 5 pence. And so therefore, while we're above that, and for those who feel like a bit of excitement, the upside here could be support on the way down, which was around the 12 pence level in March. But I have to say, that's a rather risky situation. Also in the retail space, we've got MySale, which is trying to rehabilitate itself. The reason for inclusion today is the recent break of a line of resistance from February around the 2.5 pence level. Might we hold above that, looking for a target towards, let's say, 5.5 pence as a best case scenario, especially while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 2.91 pence. On to another stock in the pharma area, where we've got break of neckline resistance for Proactis. Here you can see that we've had the neckline break around the 21 pence level, and really while we're above that, looking for the next stage higher, which is the floor of the gap down from March at 35 pence over the next few weeks. Ideally, there's an end of day close above the 50-day line, 26 pence over the course of this week. Stock which I think is new to the Bulletin Board Heroes is the next one that's coming up. Here we've got Smart Space, easily cleared the 50-day moving average at 21 pence earlier in the week, or last week in fact. And really while we hold above that, looking for further gains, possibly up towards the top of that gap at 50 pence from the beginning of the year in January. And as I said, while we're above the 50-day line, that could be the destination for the shares. Good to see you. Welcome a return for Thor Mining. It's been quite a long time in the consolidation phase that the shares have had, but we've broken a line of resistance a couple of weeks back around the 50-day moving average level at 0.25 pence, and above that looking for further significant gains, probably up towards a line of resistance which I'm going to draw now, heading towards 0.65 pence, the top of a rising trend channel from October. So a decent setup there at Thor, and ideally we clear this last resistance from February around 0.38 pence on a weekly close basis at the end of this week. Finishing off with a favorite stock for many at the moment on Twitter, comes in the form of Two Shields. I was looking at this the other week and sort of delayed it a bit, actually, and probably right to do so in the sense that it's been a bit fiddly, but the break of the 50-day line last week around 0.09 pence was the buy signal. We've had a nice bull flag here between 0.1 and 0.14, and end of day close above that should take the shares up to the previously suggested target of 0.18 pence. After that, probably a lot more, looking obviously for a retest of that old July resistance from last year at 0.25. All of that remains in play while we hold above the 0.1 pence area. We would prefer not to see that broken going forward from now. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.